Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to RHI Magnesita India Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinion, and expectation of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties, which are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parmod Sagar, Managing Director and CEO, RHI Magnesita India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rahul. Thank you very much. Hello and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our quarterly earnings call for the second quarter of FY24. We have continued our growth trajectory into the second quarter of this fiscal, the performance being in line with expectations. Organic growth across segments, coupled with synergies from the acquisitions, has helped deliver better top line and EBITDA on a sequential basis. We talk about consolidation of M&A activities. This quarter witnessed continued synergies from the recent acquisitions, as production and shipments grew substantially on the back of contribution from acquired assets. Blended EBITDA margins improved quarter-on-quarter basis due to relatively low employee and other expenses. The improvements can be attributed to factors including synergy, network optimization, and product range benefits. We talk about micro view of our strategy. Post the acquisitions, we are focusing on increasing our share of industrial and other non-steel segments through product diversification. Some of these products, along with higher flow control products, would also fetch better profit margins. Here, I would like to add that we are focusing a lot on iron-making segment also. Last week, on 2nd of November, at Kolkata, we did a conference for iron-making and pellets and induction furnace. We have more than 100 of our customers or would-be customers, top bosses, have attended that. We get a very good response. And in that, we announced a special vertical, independent vertical for iron-making division, held one of our regional leaders, Sanjay Ganguly, and a dedicated team for that. So that will be the focus area in coming days for us. This diversification should not only reduce our dependence on steel sector but also help broaden our market share globally. The industry is poised to witness robust growth driven by demand from various sectors like steel, cement, non-ferrous, and glass. This will be complemented by the government support in the form of budget and policies. RHI Magnesita aims to leverage its expertise, capabilities, and market position to capitalize on these market opportunities. We are strategically combining organic and inorganic growth strategies to cater to the rising demand. Sorry. Benefits of the recent acquisitions are reflecting in the form of higher production and shipments, as well as more diverse product portfolio. These moves position the company to cater to a wider range of end applications. Now, I would like to hand it over to Ms. Vidhya Gupta, our CFO, to take us through financial performance highlights.
Thank you, sir, and warm welcome to all the participants. First, I'll cover a Y-on-Y quarter. In quarter two FY24, revenue increased by 54% YOY. It was mainly driven by 83% rise in shipments, higher contribution from RHIM-IR, that is, erstwhile AOCL, complemented with growth, offsetting the impact of lower realization per ton. Increase in employee and other expenses exerted pressure on EBITDA margins on a YOY basis, which stood at 15.3% in the Q2 FY24 and was partly offset by reduction in material cost. Now coming to comparison on sequential basis versus previous quarter, our revenue grew by 6% on the back of 8% rise in shipments. EBITDA margin improved by 70 basis points to 15.3%. This was mainly due to lower employee costs and other expenses. A change in product mix during this quarter led to a 1% drop in average realization. Now moving to financial updates, we were able to reduce our debt levels to rupees 424 crores as of September 23, which comprises mainly of ECB loan and working capital. Proceeds from preferential issue and internal accruals together helped reduce the debt level during this quarter. The company utilized its cash reserves in an optimal manner over the quarter. Healthy cash flows were utilized towards working capital, purchase consideration payments, capex, and debt repayment. While keeping funds aside for dividend, at the close of quarter, cash flow levels stood at 78 crores. Our cash conversion cycle increased to 97 days versus 87 days in the previous quarter. This was due to longer inventory cycle, mainly raw material purchases and shorter payable cycle, which had a bearing on the overall working capital cycle. Now moving to production and capacity utilization. Production volumes grew 144% year-on-year and 5% quarter-on-quarter basis to 90,000 tons in Q2 FY24. This was a combination of organic rise coupled with contributions from Jamshedpur and RHIR. Production from RHIM expanded 5% year-on-year and 3% quarter-on-quarter to 39,000 tons. Volumes from RHIR grew 10% to 43,000 tons. This together offset the 11% decline in volume in Jamshedpur, which was due to ERP implementation due to blackout period of 12 days. Capacity utilization improved 67% overall in the current quarter, up from 64% in previous quarter on a consolidated basis. For RHIM, it increased from 85% to 88% and RHMIR to 59% from 54% in the previous quarter. Lastly, in RHMIR, we saw 22% revenue growth backed by 18% rise in shipments. These developments give an optimistic outlook for the second half of the year. This is all from our side. Now we can open the floor for questions. So Rahul, back to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. So first of all, congratulations on posting a great set of numbers. So what I'm trying to understand is the last time we spoke, you said that we could do about 80 to 85% in terms of utilization. And we've obviously done basically a bit more in RHIM and RHIMR and MIR and GSPL lower. So what I want to understand is going forward over the next, say, 4 to 8 quarters, in what sense do we see where our capacity utilization stabilizing at? And in terms of margin, do we see if there is a jump in capacity utilization, what kind of margin increase do we see from 15% going forward?
Okay. So we expect that in coming quarters, volume growth should go up in RHIM IR plants more than 10%, double digit. But it also depends upon how the market is behaving, the cement plant, steel plant, etc. As of now, The outlook is good. Looks like we will continue the trajectory of growth. Still, with a pinch of salt, we are considering double-digit growth in these plans. And margin-wise, I would still say we have done exceptionally well in last quarter. From single digit in first quarter, we reached to double digit, and now it is about 13%. So for IR plant, I would say it is the optimum level. We will continue in this level in coming years as well.
Correct, correct. Right. Also, I just have one more question. So based on now that the open offer has ended for RHI NV from Ignite Holdings, and last time I'm sure you couldn't comment on it. What I want to understand is, has there been any change in the strategy per se after Drone Holdings has acquired that stake? Because there has been an uptick in the kind of acquisition that RHI NV has been doing with respect to China and otherwise. So is there a change in our strategy at a group level as well?
Not really. As of now, there's nothing changed, not in board, not in management, and that it is totally unlikely that it will have any impact in the short term.
All right, sir. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Mazumdar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, ma'am. So my first question is, can you help me to reconcile the... Hello?
Your voice is not audible.
Okay, sir.
To the handset now.
Am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, ma'am. So my first question is, sir, can you help me reconcile the numbers a little bit? Because if I subtract...
Sir, we are breaking in between, sir. We are not able to hear you properly. Can you please get back in the queue, sir?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, when you are saying help me now, that is very clear. And when you are starting a question, there is some break in the voice.
Okay. So my question is basically, if I subtract, can you help me reconcile the margin file a little bit? Because if I subtract the standalone from console, which I assume is RHI MIRL, I am getting a margin of 17%. But it seems that the turnover in RHI MIRL is slightly higher. So is there some interdivisional sale from standalone to RHI MIRL? Otherwise, the margin is not getting reconciled. If I just subtract console from standalone from console.
Rajeshji, there is intercompany also in between, which you are not considering. So, there is some sale from, say, RHM to RHIM IR plants. So, if we take out that intercompany, then the margin will be
13.9%,
not 17%. That's your margin is 13.9%.
And what will be the standalone margin also? What will be the standalone margin then?
14.5.
So, my follow-up question is, sir, the benefit of raw material, which RHI globally also has mentioned, is going to flow through in the next few quarters, and I understand that you've taken a price cut as well this quarter in the standalone business. So is it true that the RM benefits will start flowing in from the next few quarters, the fall in RM price?
See, the RM cost of own manufactured goods has come down by 2%, okay? So it is flowing. So to answer your question, because the 30% what we import are traded goods where the cost is higher.
So what is the traded volume this quarter, ma'am?
Traded 30% of revenue.
And what is the outlook for that going forward? Did it come down?
You know, we keep on saying that we want local for local. The more we start producing here, the more we bring technologies from our parent company to our local plants, it will go down. So ultimate target is to reduce it year by year.
If you recall earlier, last year it used to be 50%. So from 50% we have brought it down to 30, and we'll
It will not go down, but it will take time.
So I'll tell you, sir, where the question is coming from. If you look at the peer results, everybody is reporting this quarter margins of 18-20%. Against that, we are just 14.5%. So there is some disconnect between the two. One, maybe because of the fact that JSW Steel itself has had a flat production this quarter, who is one of your large clients. But what is the other? And the other explanation is obviously on the traded side. So what is the realistic margin that we can assume going forward in the standalone business, not in RHI MIRL?
See,
standalone also, we will be maintaining 15-15.5%. You cannot compare with others. We have a dynamic situation. We are producing a lot of low cost, low margin products also in IMR only. Like Vizag plant, Cuttack is having a commodity ladder mix business, etc. Whereas if you are talking about other competitions, some specific competition, they are having flow control only. So if we segregate and curve out our flow control margin, it will also be 18-19%, maybe 20%.
So the temporary shutdown of Hi-Tech also has impacted the margin profile, correct? So if that comes back full time, then it will change.
Yes, absolutely. If we increase the production in Jamshedpur plant, the margin should improve, definitely.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rajesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohan Ranganatham, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My festive greetings to Mr. Pramod Sagar and the entire RHI team for doing very well. I like to know actually, see, you have a very good capacity and consolidation. Are you focusing on the domestic market or do you like to cater export market which like Make in Bharat and get export benefits also?
Mr. Mohan, we are very keen to expand our business outside India market. Particularly, my expanded region of West Asia and Africa, along with that, East Asia and Europe is also under our radar. So, we want to increase our export business. And we also in the past said that we want to double our exports in next 5 years' time or so.
So, thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Doshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Pramod. And first of all, congratulations to you and the entire team. With such a short span of, say, 6 months, I think you have merged two entities and the top line is just phenomenal. At this type of growth, I would definitely say it needs a lot of efforts and ground level responsibilities are also taken care of. Now, my question is, in the presentation, you mentioned that the product mix or change in sales mix, what is this which is impacting you as far as your bottom line is concerned? And Second question is, any customers where Hi-Tech or Dalmia was present and RHI got an inroads in those customers? I think you need to little bit specify if you have got the advantage of these type of customers where RHI was not present. But due to these two entities, you have got inroads and the potential of business in those customers is very high. So if that some highlight is given in on this aspect, I would be grateful.
Yes, first of all, thank you very much for your encouraging words. To your question, we with this acquisition, particularly Dalmia, the base mix, product mix base has changed dramatically. We have some products which is having a low selling price, low margin, which in percentage wise impact our bottom line, but if you talk about absolute value contribution, it is phenomenal. Secondly, we have many plants where RHIM was not present or partially present, but with the Dalmia and Hi-Tech, we have increased our presence over there. Particularly if we talk about Dalmia and Hi-Tech combined, and Dalmia is a 7 refractory which was joint venture and which we in July acquired 100%. We are now able to enter iron making where standalone RHIM was 0 in iron making. So with them, that's what I announced in the beginning that we have created an independent vertical to cater to this iron making division. You know, almost 70 million tons of steel is produced through glass furnace. This is a big market which we were not representing, and now we have focused and we will be pursuing this very seriously.
Okay. Congratulations once again, and I, whatever you have shown in top line, we expect in coming quarters the same should reflect in bottom line also.
I hope so, also, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kumar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Of the 175,000 tons capacity of Warakhi standalone, how much is flow control or isostatic, and how much is construction or lining product?
The flow control historically is about 25% of the business.
Okay, and this 25% is, you are saying we are operating at 18-19% operating margin. Did I get it correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in second, if standalone is operating at 88% utilization, going forward, our growth will come from RHI MIR, which is margin dilutive, right? Because that's more of construction products or lining products. Are we going to increase capacity in flow control products?
Yes, you're right. If we simply talk about RHIM, IR plants, the margins will be under stress. But with Jamshedpur, this is a flow control plant. So there we are operating at 50% capacity level. So there we will increase our capacity, our sales, and that will help us to mitigate a lower margin of IR plants.
And what is the margin at the Jamshedpur plant, sir?
It should be around 20%, 21%.
Okay. And finally, can you comment on the magnesia bricks situation in India? Are we still net importers? Is there any scope to substitute these imports, given we have idle capacity in RHI and MIR?
You know, this is, we are having now a capacity of about 30,000 ton in India, which we will be producing and selling. Still, about 50-60,000 ton is coming from abroad. And we have a planning to enhance the capacity of our Cuttack plant from 30,000 ton to 45-50,000 ton. And in coming days, if the market remain like that, we would like to have one more plant or an existing plant, one more line in Western Coast also to promote local for local strategy.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And first of all, very congratulations to Sahil sir, ma'am, and the whole team for a very commendable turnaround at Dalmia OCL. A couple of my questions have been already answered. But I just wanted to understand, do we have any further land at Bhiwadi for the expansion, or the Jamshedpur plant will be the sole plant for flow control now?
Sahilji, thank you very much. As of now, I don't see we should be spending money on Bhiwadi plant. We already did some expansion in Vizag, this Jamshedpur plant, and the focus area should be and would be to increase our production in
Jamshedpur
plant.
Right, sir. Would you be able to guide us on what was the export percentage of the revenue right now? I mean, current levels or Q2 levels?
It is around 10-11%. But as I said earlier, we want to double it in next 5 years' time. And I'm sure we will be able to do that.
Okay. And my third question is, can you just, you know, give us more information about the refurbishment plant at Dalmia OCL? I understand in a couple of interviews, you have said that you will be spending some 200-300 crores over 2 years at the plant. So would that also mean that there will be some capacity expansions that would come along, and post these refurbishments, can the margins at Dalmia OCL go much beyond 15%? Just if you can, give us some understanding on these fronts and your plans on the refurbishment.
Yeah, the plan is to spend this money, what you are saying, definitely. But what we did in this year, without much capex or hardly any capex, we tried to, increase capacity, reduce our scrap level, etc. That's why the margin has gone up. With the modernization capex, I don't see the capacity enhancement. I would say the productivity enhancement. Productivity improvement will be there, which will give us some synergies. We are already at, say, more than 520,000 ton capacity level. So capacity will not increase. We don't want to increase rather capacity, but we will replace, say, 10 presses with 2 new presses, state of the art. So that will help us to reduce our, fixed cost absorption and improve productivity, improve consistency of quality of product, and reduce the scrap rate.
So that definitely would entail some expansion on the margins also, right? From the Dalmia OCL?
Yeah, there will be some incremental improvement in margins as well.
Okay, got it. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mayank Bhandari from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, in the standalone revenue of 718 crore, over 600 crore last year, what would be the volume growth here and realization breakdown of, is it possible to give?
So it is essentially volume growth only. If you see, when you compare with previous quarter, you are saying, or year on year?
Year on year.
Okay. So versus previous quarter, there is a 10% drop in realization, and there is increase in shipments. Balance is volume growth.
No, in the YOY, I'm asking. Year on year.
Okay.
There is a growth of almost 20% in the standalone business.
So 20%. So shipment growth is 21% for RHIM standalone. And for realization, there is a drop by
1%. 1%. Okay.
Yeah.
So 21% is the volume growth. And secondly, we had plans of shifting some flow control products to India from the overseas facilities, which was highlighted, I think, two quarters back. So how are we doing on that front?
I said that we want to increase our flow control portfolio from Jamshedpur for export. So this is work in progress. So our colleagues from other regions like East Asia and Europe has visited this plant, and they discuss about possibilities, and now the drawing will be made, the mold will be made, and we will do some trials at various locations outside India. Maybe next 6 months is a trial period, and then probably we'll start getting commercial orders.
Any particular product lines, specific product lines that you are looking for?
Mainly it will be flow control isostatic products.
Isostatic products.
Yeah. SCN, MBS, shroud, etc.
Okay. And sir, just from the industry perspective, how is the pricing power now? We have seen very strong increase in margin of couple of competitors. So has the pricing power increased for you as well? I mean, what is, how is the industry? I mean, also from a Chinese player dumping perspective, I mean, how is the situation now? If you can highlight, give some comments around that.
If we talk about pricing power, yes, it has improved. Now we have a bigger volumes and we are working on that, and this is reflecting synergies also. At the same time, when the global refractory industry is under pressure, you know, the Europe is under recession, China is cutting down their steel production, North America is a sensitive situation, South America is at a saturation point. So India is looks like only growing market. So everybody wants to come to India. So Chinese, as you said, rightly said, traders or raw material suppliers or finished goods suppliers, everybody, you know, they have a huge inventory. So they wanted to send it off. So there will be a lot of price pressure in coming days from Chinese traders. But still, we believe in our strength, the customer-centric approach, the on-site services, the expertise we have in our engineering capabilities, the innovation which we are bringing to the table, we will still be continuing our growth strategy.
Okay. Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Nandi from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, just ma'am mentioned like there has happened some blackout date for 12 days in this quarter. So what kind of incremental revenue can we expect from that in the coming quarter?
Jamshedpur?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you are referring to Jamshedpur blackout for 12 days for ERP implementation. That is what you are referring?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, so in Jamshedpur, because of ERP implementation, there was 12 days of blackout period in which production dispatches did not happen. So that impacted the production is what I was mentioning.
Yeah. So what would be the incremental revenue that we can expect from that in the coming quarter? Like, this is the revenue that will happen?
We think that it will be to the tune of 25 to 30 crore every month.
Revenue.
Per month.
Yeah. For this year.
Okay. Got it. And what's the current operating margin for our Dalmia plant, sir? Like you told in last conference calls, you were trying to improve it to double digit plus. So what's current exactly operating run rate here?
Last quarter it was 13.9%. Previous quarter it was 12 something.
Okay. So this is the operating margin, right, sir, for the Dalmia plant?
Can you repeat?
I'm asking you, what is the current operating margin for the Dalmia plant? If you can throw some light on that.
Operating margin, this is EBITDA margin 13.9. So operating margin will be 20%.
Okay. Correct. That's it so much. We'll come back and thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gokul Maheshwari from Avriga Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So you've completed your, with the acquisitions, your product portfolio, and that allows you to offer client total refactory solutions. So any major successes that you would want to highlight in terms of your ability to offer total refactory solutions in that direction?
Your wife here.
Hello.
Management line.
Hello. So you are talking about what benefit we have with this acquisitions, right?
Yeah. So my question is, if I may repeat it, is the your ability to now provide total refactoring solutions to your clients, have we made any progress in that front?
Yes, as I said in my earlier statement, that we with the now 7 and RHIM and Hi-Tech put together have a total portfolio for this iron making region. So that is a big step forward. So we are working on that, and we think we can grow exponentially over there. That will be a game changer.
Okay. Secondly, on the numbers, sir, H1 numbers, you close crossed 1900 crores of revenues. Usually, second half is better for you, given the production at the customer end also. So we should be crossing that 4000 crore sales mark quite easily for FY24.
That's what I am hoping so. I'm confident that we will be able to cross this.
Okay. And more as a broader direction, given your impetus on exports as well as your ability to gain share in the domestic market, over the next 3 to 4 years, it's possible to grow like low to mid-teens kind of a growth rate as a trend growth rate?
Yes, absolutely. We are aiming at growing at about 8% by volume. So in next 4-5 years time, we would like to have at least 35-40% market share.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Kejriwal from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Good afternoon, everyone. Sir, my question is on the prices, because in this quarter we mentioned that the price decline quarter on quarter was account of adverse product mix. But in the last quarter also, I think we mentioned that we were under pressure to pass on the fall in raw material price, and few of the clients asking for less than more than 10% reduction also. So my first question is, assuming that on a like-to-like basis, we still have not passed on the fall in raw material cost. So where is the status now? Do we think that our realizations are going to fall further irrespective of the product mix?
Yes, I would say we were fortunate that we could manage to hold prices quite a long time. There is a lot of pressure from our customers, and in coming days definitely we have to yield to their pressure, because you know market other than us is also bringing down the price level and all. So there will be pressure on selling price, I would say. But if we talk about margin in percentage term, we would like to keep these margins intact.
Understood. And second thing is accounting thing. Obviously, we have created a large goodwill on account of our acquisition, which depresses our calculated ROE and thus, you know, the stock value also. So is there any plan to impair goodwill at one go, or how we are going to treat goodwill going forward?
See, goodwill is tested for impairment every time, every quarter. And as long as the business results are better, there is no impairment. So at present, so that same accounting standards will continue is what we think.
Understood. And thirdly, because the way steel capacities in India is increasing, I think next 2 or 3 years we will see around 30 million ton coming in. Then in this scenario, why we are trying to increase our exports from 11% to 20%? Do we think that demand of refractories in the Indian market will somewhat reduce, or why we are targeting export market not only a domestic market? And second thing is, in besides that, thus we have 2 or 3 years visibility in terms of the volume growth from our capacity, but beyond that, do you want to go for either organically or inorganically?
So first of all, this has no link between domestic and export. We want to increase our export, but we want to grow exponentially or more than market in Indian market as well. That's what we said, that we will be growing by 8% by volume. So market will grow by 6.5%. So we want to grow more than market in India, but at the same time, we want to grow in export because now we have products and capacity in flow control to export the products from outside, from India to outside world.
Okay. And sir, about growth opportunities, both organically or inorganic?
You know, as of now, we are still working on consolidation, on integration, bringing synergies, putting up CapEx, et cetera. But I would not rule out any possibility of inorganic growth as well in coming days. We still believe, yes, we can have one or two more companies in our portfolio.
Sure.
But nothing is on the table as of now.
Understood. And sir, lastly, when do we expect entire Dalmia assets to reach to, you know, 85-90% utilization?
Yeah, 85, 90, it will take 4-5 years time.
4-5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes, certainly.
Perfect. So, sir, thank you for giving me the opportunity again. My first question is on the market size. I just want to understand, like, if you can segregate it by the flow control products that we have in RHI standalone versus the products that we acquired within Dalmia OCL, what would you say is the market size for both these entities separately, and what would you say our market share is in both these entities?
I really didn't get your question rightly, but what I understood, you are asking market size. So total market size in India is about 50,000 crores.
Okay. And could you break that down between flow control and the cement products that we have acquired within Dalmia OCL?
As I said, flow control historically is about 25% of total market share.
Okay, correct, sir. Thank you. Sir, my second question is, one of our peers that is listed as well has started a service business which has been driving a lot of their delta within their top line and their bottom line. Do we have something similar? Are we intending to start something similar on those lines?
Services business, yes, you know, it is becoming part of the core business. Nowadays, what is happening is the customer is asking for total solution, bigger customer. Then they are coming up with the new plants in their vicinity. They ask for, you know, robotic and automation and all those things as part of refractory services. So we are also pursuing that, and this is the area where everybody would like to go, though it's an expensive proposition. But it eliminates manual intervention and much more safer environment. So yes, we are also working on that, and we are talking to 1, 2, 3 customers on these lines.
Correct. And is there any indication of what the potential revenue size annually from these kind of contracts could be, and what the margin would be on those?
It is very premature to say what will be the revenue. Maybe in 2-3 years' time, it can be 50-40 crore rupees, and margin should be around 15%-20%.
Okay, sir, I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratim Roy from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The first question is that, what is the first half CRM contribution of the business and how this business is growing? If you can throw some light on that.
Okay, CRM contribution is, standalone 44%.
44%?
Yeah. And on consolidated, it's just 30%.
Okay, and what is the growth you have seen the half yearly basis if you compare to the last year to current year?
See, as a percentage of revenue, it will be, you know, it has been around 45% or so. So it is, as revenue is growing, this is also growing.
Okay, and same question is, what is the improvement of Tata Steel market share as we are not there and through Hi-Tech we get the opportunity? So how much market share as a customer we get from Tata Steel right now?
Tata Steel, you know, we whatever we were doing, we are better off now, and percentage-wise, I would not be able to say, but we have entered into 2-3 markets where we were not there, even with the Nilanchalis part, which they took over 6 months back or so. So we got handsome orders from that plant also, and flow control also, we are working with the Jamshedpur plant and Tata KTO.
Okay, sir. And my last question is that when you can expect the refurbishment of the Rajgangpur plant, as during the plant visit, we have got to know that the refurbishment is required to further enhance the utilization level of the plant and for the margin as well. So is there any update on that part?
Yes, in coming time, we will be doing this refurbishment and modernization. The capex is in place, but we will be using the money very judiciously, need base. But in the next, say, 2-3 years' time, we will be spending handsome money to modernize this plant.
So by when you can expect that to be end? By FY24 or what?
At least 2 years from now. Whatever we will be ordering, it is the delivery time is 8 months to 14 months for various type of equipment. So whatever we will be ordering in the beginning of 24, it will reach end of 24 or so. So, and the commissioning 25. So that's the set. Everything will happen in 25.
Okay, and last question, sir. One more, just what is the export contribution for the full business for this quarter, and what is the export contribution from RHIMR plant? If you can give some numbers.
The export contribution and domestic is more or less in line with each other. We generally do not provide separately. So, but export share, if you ask, so overall is 10% and mainly just from RHIM plants.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you repeat once?
It is mainly from a standalone entity. There is very little exports from RHIM IR plant.
Okay, 10%.
Yeah.
10% on consolidated level, and this all comes from RHIM plant, not from Dalmia plant.
Okay, thank you, boss. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
I just wanted the revenue numbers for the erstwhile RHIM capacity, I mean the facility. Like, I think we did around 612 crores in Q1. What would be that number in Q2?
So, RHIM IR plant or RHIM plant, you're saying? It is 718 crore for RHIM.
For
RHIM IR. But then these are gross numbers at consolidated level. There are intercompany eliminations.
The same number for Hi-Tech, if you can give me.
Hi-Tech is merged with RHIM, so we don't have the numbers now.
It includes Hi-Tech also. Would that be right?
Repeat. Sahil, it is now part of RHIM, so we don't have its one SAP, so we don't have it separately.
Verifying. So 718 crores would include Hi-Tech, right?
Yeah, that's what
it is,
Hi-Tech.
That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from RW Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers and also the very detailed presentation put up by the team. You know, this question is mainly for the CFO. Whereas, ma'am, we understand, you know, that goodwill on your books and the intangible assets on your books pertain to the cash generating unit. And hence, it is tested. That is fairly well understood, ma'am. No questions on that. But what stops the company from going to NCLT and putting up a scheme of arrangement where, you know, the goodwill and the intangibles can be adjusted against the other equity so that makes our company's balance sheet, you know, and the ratios much, much more appealing and better. We understand perfectly well that, you know, what you've stated and, you know, that the auditors test goodwill for, you know, the CGUs. But nothing stops us from, you know, actually putting up a scheme of arrangement before the NCLT where we can, you know, adjust these non-cash items on the balance sheet against the reserves. Yeah. It would be helpful to understand your perspective.
Yeah, thanks, Vipul, for this idea. In fact, what we'll do is, if you're saying, we'll explore this and get back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is a broader question about the industry. If we look at the quarterly numbers of the steel companies, volume growth has not been more than 6-8%. Whereas the industry, all the large refractory players have reported strong volume growth across all the players. So just wanted to understand, where is it coming from? Is it incremental coming from exports market, or is it that the import which is now curtailed, or how we read about it, sir?
I think your second observation is right. The local from local is picking up quite fast, and it has gave some better margins to these players. As also some market opening up in East Asia, particularly Vietnam, where there was, you know, the big players were having shutdowns, the blast furnaces were stopped for last 3-4 months time. They have started operating from last April onward or so. So that also gave some opportunity to the players to do more exports.
So, sir, any idea you can give from industry's perspective, 15,000 crore, how much of that would be import percentage and how much of that would be exports, if you can help us, industry level, please?
I don't have that. The numbers that may come here, I will get back to you with the numbers.
Sure. Great. And one last thing, sir, you did a very great presentation, very insightful. Just one thing, if you can add, now that we also have Dalmia's numbers, if you can just get us some understanding of the sectoral breakup of the revenue, maybe steel, cement, and other non-ferrous and other, that will be of great help. Otherwise, it's a fabulous presentation you have given, so thanks for that.
You need segment-wise breakup. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the idea. Thank you for
it. And yeah, you can just share how it has played out this quarter or half year, if it's possible, handy with you.
Sure, we will do this from next time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. In the interest of time, we shall have to end the call. Request others to get in touch with the investor relation team for further questions. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Sagar, Managing Director, for closing comments.
Thank you, Rahul. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out to join us today. We look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Please get in touch with our investor relations team for any further queries. Thank you very much for your time and the support and encouraging words. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of RHI Magnista, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.